So for today's podcast, we have the pleasure of talking about an exciting topic, and that is kindergarten. So it's hard not to smile when you say that. So we have two special guests who are here to talk with us today. Thank you both for coming down. Lisa Shanks, you are the principal at McCutcheonville Elementary School. And Mindy Matthews, you are a kindergarten teacher at McCutcheonville Elementary School. So welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
So really it is. I mean, this is such a fun topic to talk about because, you know, really starting kindergarten, even if you've been in pre-K, and so many of our students have been in preschool programs, but I mean, this is the beginning of your formal K-12 schooling. It's an it's one of those milestones in the life of any child. So I know as principal, it's got to be exciting when you see them starting to come in, Lisa.
It is. It's really exciting to see them and their parents excited as they come in the doors and see the school for the first time, see the classroom, meet teachers, and learn about, you know, what coming to school and starting kindergarten is all about.
Sure. And I know, Mindy, as you've been dealing for many years now with students mm-hmm. and parents, especially if it's a first child, maybe mm-hmm. for a family, can be a little bit nerve-wracking, maybe.
It can be.
And what do you tell parents who are like, "Oh, it's my baby"? You know, I mean, we understand. We're all parents.
We say that. We'll say, of course, I'm a parent. I'm a mom, and I will tell them that it's okay to feel that way, and that's why we have our kindergarten orientation, you know, corrals for them to come in and to get comfortable with meeting their new friends that they're going to make next year in kindergarten, to see the school, to see the teachers. And I think that really helps with those, you know, first day jitters that they might have, and, you know, which helps calm their anxiety.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, let's say this right now, too, if you're listening to this, because we are in that time of year where it's time to register your child for kindergarten. If they're five by August 1st, that's mm-hmm. the way it works in the state of Indiana. So if you have a five-year-old at home, or they'll be five by August 1st, now's the time to start this process. Go to our website, evscschools.com. You can't miss it. It's front and center. How to start the process for registering. And then you just kind of alluded to it, Mindy, mm-hmm. and that is the kindergarten roundup, kindergarten open house, all of our elementary schools in EBSC, that is taking place in April. Lisa, from your standpoint, tell us a little bit about what parents can expect at a kindergarten roundup or open house type event that we're going to have.
At a kindergarten roundup or open house, they have the opportunity, as I said, to go in the school. And it may, for some of them, it may be the first time, especially if this is their first child coming
sure.
through that school. And getting to meet the staff and the teachers and any instructional assistants possibly. And some schools, they handle it as an open house, come in and visit. Some other schools may have a time where they're actually presenting to the parents and they're giving information. So, you know, what we want is for them to be able to come in, you know, again, create that excitement
sure.
so they see what they're going to have to look forward to for next year, but also set them up with the just right amount of information to help them be prepared so they do feel safe and secure sure. when they bring their children to start the new year.
And if you're hearing this and you're thinking, "Oh my goodness, there's something going on, I'm out of town, I just absolutely can't be at that," I assume you have other ways that if they contact the school, they can set up a tour, that type of thing, if they're unable to make the kindergarten open house.
Sure. If they are unable to make the open house, we'll set up a time where we can show them around the building. At our schools, I know some other schools do as well, closer to when school starts, they'll also have an opportunity okay. to either, you know, meet the teacher, come in and see the school. But again, we want to make sure that all families have that opportunity. So at our school, they'll actually have a time that they meet with the teacher prior to the school year starting.
So they can
starting.
Start making those connections.
Mm-hmm,
Mindy, tell me a little bit more about, from your lens as a kindergarten teacher, what is it that you like to talk to parents about this time of year when they come mm-hmm. in, when you see the student? I mean, what if I'm a parent, what can I expect to hear from you?
I would tell you that it's okay that all the parents are nervous about the first day of school, and it's okay to feel that way. And to prepare for that, maybe over the summer, you might want to set up some play dates with your child to see if they can get them around other children to see if they can separate from you. There's all kinds of things that you could do as far as, you know, read them some books. Can they sit and listen to some books? Can they maybe go over some letters with them? Maybe the letter sounds, you know, try to give them different directions. Maybe they can follow one to two-step directions at home. You know, go brush your teeth, and now you can go, you know, put this book, you know, away in your, you know.
Just kind of thinking about those things that they're
right.
going to encounter
right.
once they're in the classroom.
Right, right.
And you don't have to, though. You know, sometimes I've talked to some parents, and they almost feel like they have to have their child almost reading or doing mm-hmm. math by that. I mean, that's what we're here for. Right,
right. And that's not necessary, because that's what we're going to be doing as teachers. We're going to be teaching them
sure.
their letters and their sounds and how to read and write and do all the math.
But there's no substitute
and
for reading books to your child
right.
at this age.
Always read. Always read. Yeah, reading sure. is so important, because not only can they sit and listen to this story, they're also gaining that one-on-one with that parent.
Sure, sure. Well, and again, if you're listening to this, go to evscschools.com. That's where you can start the registration process. Lisa, talk to us about this, because I think one of the joys of any elementary principal is seeing all their students, but especially kindergartners, change over the course of the year. So now here we are entering the springtime. Tell me about how you've seen your current kindergartners change, if you think back to where they were back in August versus where they are now here in the spring of the school year.
You know, beginning at the in August, they're shy, they're hesitant, and right now I'm seeing confident kinders that are ready to go on to first grade. A lot of excitement and not that hesitancy that we saw before, but just really excited about learning and excited about the things that they love. We give them leadership opportunities and they're so proud. And so just to see that, you know, brings a smile to
sure.
everyone's face.
Sure. And Mindy, what, like at this time of year, what kind of things are you doing in the classroom? I mean, it's going to look different than it did back in August, of course, when school started. But mm-hmm. I mean, just to show how far along kindergartners come, because it really is amazing. What type of activities are you doing right now with your students?
I always say that kindergarten is the harvest year in planting. That meaning that they come to kindergarten at the beginning of the year just like a little seed. And then they grow and they learn and so much. So at the beginning of the year, they're learning their letters. They're learning some sounds. Now they're reading.
Wow.
They are reading. They are immersed in that literature, and they cannot wait to go to the library and check out those books. And they're immersed in all the learning, not just reading, but in math. They're adding, they're subtracting. They love school. They love to write. That's another thing. At the beginning of the year, they get a little bit nervous about school, but now they don't even want to, they want to come to school sick. I mean, really, they don't,
right,
but
they
get sad.
They're excited.
They want to be at school every single day.
Want to be
day.
With their friends.
They do. They want to be with their friends. The growth is just, it's immense.
Really,
it's
that is the key word, isn't it? That
mm-hmm.
growth. I mean,
it's
because, again, we don't expect them to be where they're at now when school starts, but boy, mm-hmm. to watch them, and I know maybe it's harder mm-hmm. for you as a teacher because you see it every day, but mm-hmm. Lisa is a principal where you're not in the room every second of every day. You have to just notice frequently, wow, these students have grown and just come along like crazy.
It's amazing. I mean, it really is amazing because, as I said, the confidence, but the excitement for learning. You know, when they come in, they're excited, but it's a different kind of excitement. Mm-hmm. Now they're excited and so proud of all the things that they've learned over the course of the year. And they look so much older, too.
Sure.
But, you know, just that excitement, and then hearing the parents and how excited the parents are for seeing, you know, the things that they've accomplished throughout the year.
Sure. Well, and what about socially? Mindy, talk to us about that. Just how do you see kids evolve during the school year in terms of making friends and interacting with the other students? Because I know that's a big part of kindergarten mm-hmm. as well.
Whenever they first come into kindergarten, I can see their shyness. They're a little bit hesitant to talk or to, you know, answer questions. And now, I mean, now they are confident, and they will come in and they will share stories with Mrs. Matthews, and they will, they also learn how to take turns and to share and to play. I always say that they come to school to learn to play and to play to learn.
They really do learn a lot from playing,
mm-hmm.
don't they?
They do.
What do you mean when you say that? Because I hear primary grade teachers, especially kindergarten mm-hmm. and first, talk about that all the time. But What is the importance of organized, structured play for students to learn?
Whenever we are learning to play and playing to learn, of course, socially, they're learning to take turns and to share, but they're also playing reading games or playing to learn their letters and star words, sight words. And in math, they're playing games to learn how to add and how to subtract. And they don't know that they're learning. They think this is all a game, sure, but they are learning and they're growing at the same time. It's amazing.
Kind of like tricky.
It's amazing.
Well, it really is. I mean, they're having so much fun.
Right.
And I think they don't know. Well, what the activities they're doing, mm-hmm, their minds are truly developing every day.
They are.
Lisa, as we wrap up here, what's just something that stands out to you or that you really appreciate about kindergarten from your standpoint as a building principal of an elementary school?
You know, I appreciate just the differences in our children, mm-hmm, and looking at each child as an individual and making sure that we're supporting each and every child, and giving them just what they need. And sure, so really looking at them and then watching them grow throughout the years is just an incredible journey.
It has to make you happy too when you're interacting with parents that you, mm-hmm, can remember being kind of nervous back in August.
Right.
And now just talking to you
those
about
relationships
how their child loves
school are in place, and they're truly a part of the Mustang family at our school, truly a part of that school family.
Sure. Mindy, as far as you, and I think you said around 25 years or so, you've taught kindergarten, mm-hmm, correct?
Yeah, that's a long time.
That is a long time to teach young students like this. So, mm-hmm, if someone were to ask you, and I know you get asked this before, what is one of your favorite things about teaching kindergarten? Can you pick one or two that really stand out?
I think it's that excitement for learning. I mean, they absolutely love school at this age, and they come in and they want to tell me all about how they have now learned this word, or they have learned how to read this book, and they are just all in. And it just brings such joy to see this excitement for learning and wonder, because they also ask so many questions because they're in kindergarten, but they which is amazing, because you can see their little brains, their little light bulbs just going off, and because they're trying to problem solve and figure out these problems, and then you see it a different way, and it really is just fulfilling to see that from the beginning of the year until the end of the year.
Sure. And then you send them off to first grade and they're ready to just take off for the rest of their elementary school career.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming down. Again, if you're listening to this, go to evscschools.com. You can't miss out on the information there. You can start the registration process. Then you're going to hear back from your school. And then coming up in April, we have kindergarten open houses. If you hear this and it happens to be after those times and you haven't had a chance to attend those, contact your school. I know you're always happy to work with any family that reaches out to you, or if they move into the area later, or if they just didn't realize it was happening right now. But again, we can't wait to see our students. Lisa Shanks, principal at McCutcheonville, we thank you for coming. Mindy Matthews, longtime kindergarten teacher at McCutcheonville, we thank you for coming. But really just can't wait for this spring, and what an exciting time, and good luck to both of you as you wrap up this school year and get ready to send these kindergartners on to first grade. So thank you both.
Thank you.